Blog Talk Radio.
We are here live with a special edition right now of the True Tea. We keep you informed of everything. So right now, we got breaking news to report to you right here from the Genuine. And all the news program here in Baltimore have been reporting that Officer Edward Nero has been acquitted of all charges, second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. And so I just feel like this has been like a really interesting trial, honestly speaking, even though his was more of the lesser of the trials or whatever. But at the same time, he did do something wrong, you know? And I just feel like, you know, everybody was sitting there trying to figure out, well, how come Officer Nero did not get found guilty? And the answer to that was simple. They're all saying that, honestly speaking, the prosecution just didn't do their jobs. Now, is this going to be a sign to come? You know, I mean, is it really or is it not? Who knows, really? So, I just feel as though that hopefully they don't start trying to mess the city up again like they did before with the riots. You know, it's just crazy. It's just a crazy time right now. And it shows that, you know, if the prosecution just doesn't do their job, then, you know, if the person is even remotely, even a little bit guilty, they still will not, you know, have the balls or the gumption to actually get them to have a guilty plea or whatever. And dude is smiling. He's walking on the street right now, you know, and he's smiling. I don't understand, you know. You know, and it perplexed me a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I just feel like it should be where if you guys are going, you know, you guys really need, it's just, I don't know. It just needs, we need to do better. Call in right now, y'all, because this is the special, this is something special going on right now. And I think that we need to really get it in for us. So call in right now, 929-477-3273, and let us know how you feel about the breaking news about one of the officers in the Freddie Gray case being found not guilty on all charges. We need to know. You know, we want to hear from you guys. I do believe that, you know, if this is a sign to what's to come, because I even predicted that some of the officers may not be found accountable for what happened to Freddie Gray. See what I'm saying? And I just, and like I said, once again, you're going downtown today in Baltimore, please believe it's going to be a heavy presence of sheriff officers and police officers. Why? Because Officer Nero was acquitted on all charges. And I feel like that's a bunch of bull because he did do something wrong. And I just feel like, you know, as men, you know, we need to really get back to owning what's going on, okay? You know, a lot of people say, well, this is something that was going to happen eventually. Of course, duh. This is something that's going to happen right now. But call in right now, 929-477-3273 right now. We're looking live at downtown Baltimore because I wanted to find out, you know, what you guys thought or whatever. How I may even do a video. I need to know what you guys think, though. I mean, this is, so far, we haven't seen anybody attack any officers or reporters or anything like that for real. So that's a good sign or what have you. I don't think that people want to do stupid things today. I mean, this is just one trial, bro. This is one trial. Also, we have another officer. They're saying that everything that he said prior to, they can't use that. They can't use that now one little bit. Let's listen in. Yeah, you hear that right there, y'all? We are talking based on color, and it's not just, we ain't talking about just my officers though. You do realize that while we still have black on black crime, we still have white on white crime, we still have things going on at this present moment in time that really has been, like, really what it is, though, for real. And so we need to know. We need to know how y'all feel, for real. I want to hear from you guys. Call in 929-477-3273. I mean, you know, some cops do play that game of kill another nigger. You know, you kill a black man, everything is good, you know, and so we got to get away from that, you know, and it comes from everybody working together. Everybody has to work together. Everybody, listen, what I'm saying to you, everybody has to work together, not apart, you know. You know, and this is crazy for him. We need to figure out what needs to happen. I mean, this is not something that's going to go away. I mean, we're seeing right now, I'm looking at it right now, y'all. I mean, this is something that it's just, I don't know. It's just something bad, you know. And If we don't do nothing now, it's going to continue to keep happening. You know, it is going to continue to keep happening. This is just what it is, though. And they say, well, how can you sit there and say that? But it's the truth. You know, and right now, you know, we need to get you guys to wake up. And it shouldn't take the death of another human being for you guys to wake up. You know? Just a crazy situation. And no matter how you feel about it or what you feel about it, it does pose a really credible issue to how people are feeling at this moment in time. You know? I mean, this is something that is not going away. I know you guys are like, oh, well, I wish it would go away. Well, what are you doing to help it go away? You know? Here in Baltimore, we hear gunshots every day. We hear about people getting shot and killed every single day. And yet and still, we still go through all the unnecessary craziness. You know, what's going to change? What is going to change? We need y'all to call in right now, though. 929-477-3273. You know, this is sad, though. It's a sad day. And, you know, I mean, hell, we may have, you know, five more sad days, which may follow by dumb stuff happening all over again in the trial or whatever, in these different trials or what have you, the case may be, because people don't care not one little bit about what goes on here at all. See what I'm saying? So would that be the case? That's just what it is, though. I mean, what else do you want me to say? I mean, people don't care. I mean, and this is not just something that's just happening. This is something that has been growing intentionally within the different people or whatever. You know, it's a lot of unnecessary, crazy bullshit that's going on right now. And you guys need to understand that unless you guys want this to continue, then we need to wake up. We need to stop killing each other. And on top of that, but, you know, this is something that is sickening. And I think that's the correct word to this whole entire thing. It's sickening, you know. Because no matter how you look at it, every time that you look at another human being, his life is gone. See what I'm saying? His life is gone. And the only thing that's happening right now is that we have so many people, as we speak right now, just existing, you know, existing. You want to exist? I mean, a lot of people are very open to just existing. See what I'm saying? That's all they're looking at right now. They just want to exist. You know. And so I don't know what to say. I mean, I am so hurt by this because it seems like there's a lack of division and a lack of it's a lack of respect for life. And a man gets to walk away again. I mean, we had the whole Michael Brown case and the Eric Garner case, and it just seems as though that no matter how you look at it, it's a bad situation. But how you guys feel though? Call them right now. 929-477-3273. We want to hear from you guys because we want to know how you feel. You know, how do you feel about another white guy walking away as we know it right now and without being charged with any forms of crimes and being able just to walk away like nothing happened? Because that's what's going on. That's what's going on. You know? And there's a lot of crap going on as we speak right now. You know? So, I don't know. I just think that we have to do better. We have to do better. Who's willing to stand up and do better with us, though, you know? Call in right now, 929-477-3273. We're going to keep you guys posted on everything for real because this is something that needs to happen. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Shout out to Scotty Banks and Switchblade Carter and Pretty Carter for holding us down with the show. Shout out to everybody who's been listening to the show. I think that we need to do better. I don't know. So, that being the case, what we're trying to do right now is to get people to call in right now because we want to hear from you. And we're hoping that nobody does. Listen to what I'm saying to you guys, okay? Even though this did happen, let's keep our people safe and sound. Okay. We need to not play into people trying to jack our city up or whatever. That's not where it's at. Stop trying to jack our city up. That's not where it's at. It is not cool. It is not where it's at. Stop jacking our city up. Jack your city up. Don't jack our city up. Once again, if you're just joining us, Officer Edward Nero was found not guilty and acquitted on all charges. Second degree assault, which is the more serious charge. Reckless endangerment and misconduct in office. And the question I pose to you guys is this going to be something that is going to change how we even view everything? Will it change anything? See what I'm saying? Will that change anything? You know? I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like it's gonna be uphill battle or what have you. And I just feel like it has to be where we wanna change completely and not just do whatever. You know, and that's what it is right now. So I don't know what to say right now. I really don't, because you know I mean, I just think that it's not going to matter anymore, because all you're going to have is a bunch of cops and unlawful citizens just trying to take the law into their hands. That's all it is. That's all it's going to be. Because that's all that's going on right now. See what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, it never can be something positive. It never can be anything positive. And the reason being is because at the end of the day, nobody cares about human life anymore. I mean, you want me to be honest with you? You know, who has something to say about Officer Edward Nero being acquitted on all charges, which is the first one to go to trial for the death of Freddie Gray? We want to hear from you guys. Right now, call in 929-477-3273. You want to hear from you guys. You know, I've noticed that so far we haven't had anybody call in so far, which makes you think, is it because we're talking about something incredible? Is that it? I mean, how would you like it if somebody killed one of your children or one of your family members? You know, it's like, really? I don't know. It's just bad. I mean, if nobody calling in is showing that to me, people just going, it's cool. I'm gonna do whatever. I'm just gonna stay here and do whatever. I don't know. Like, it just feels weird, you know. It just feels weird. I don't know. And I'm at a loss of words right now. That's why I'm not really saying too much anything right now. I don't know. On some other news, they remade Roots, which doesn't make any freaking sense whatsoever. I have no clue why they did that. Why they wanted to. I don't know where they going off at with making Roots again, but I mean, yeah, whatever. I don't know, y'all. Wait. I don't know, like what? Oh, y'all. Ladies and gents, we man, we have to do better. We have to do better. We just have to. And guess what, y'all? You know what's gonna happen? We either going to do better, or we're just going to just be here. That's it. I don't know what else to say to you. I don't know what to say to you. You know? And don't get it twisted, you know. We all are, you know, made some pretty crazy mistakes or whatever. I'm not saying we have not, because we really have. That don't mean anything, though, compared to where things are right now. You know? We want you guys to go downtown, and we need you guys to post the videos of what you've seen downtown during the course of the day. It doesn't have to be long videos. Just post videos what you see during the day. We need you guys to be our eyes and ears right now, because here's the thing, because we want you guys to, if you see something crazy about to go down, do me a favor and tell these knuckleheads that may try to do some craziness today that by all means necessary that we would not be standing for that today. Okay. I don't, you know, it is what it is. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like this is what it is. I don't know what to say. I don't know who listened to this today. But this was something that I felt like needed to do because I wanted you guys to stay in the know for the people who probably have a TV and don't turn it on or whatever. But it is what it is. Thanks, guys, whoever tuned in, the people who wanted to call in. I'm out. I'm genuine. This is the true tea.